Dear brethren, the readings of today, be it from the Apostle St. James, the cousin of our Lord, James the Greater, be it from the Gospel itself, in which Christ already, towards the end of his stay here on earth, prepares the apostles and disciples for his departure, which is very soon. The ascension is just a couple of weeks away, which, of course, we shall celebrate. But here, the beginning of the epistle tells us that every perfect gift is from above. And thus, we have this most wonderful and sacred liturgy, which is the perfect gift for the Roman Rite. Now, there are many rites, as the Holy Father, the newly enthroned Pope Leo XIV, pointed out to the Eastern Rites of the Church. There were many, many bishops there from the Eastern Rites. They almost have more bishops than faithful, but that's the way it is. That's one of the reasons, because their Mass, even the so-called low Mass, which they don't really have, lasts about 3 hours. So aren't you glad you're a Roman? Anyway, many bishops, all with their tiaras and because the only one that doesn't wear the tiara is the Patriarch of Rome and of the West, because of the liberals who still are in control of the Vatican. Hopefully not for long. Anyway, he told them and reminded them and praised them, because the liturgy of the East, which is very mystical, very ethereal, very reverent, brings the soul of man up to God and God down to man. And of course, this is one of the things about this rite of the Mass that goes back even longer than some of their rites. The Roman Rite, which is already in the 3rd century, maybe the 2nd, which was codified, first of all, by our beloved Pope St. Gregory the Great, who ruled from 590 to 605, and who also codified the Book of Gregorian Chants, which we still use, and which the Holy Father particularly loves. So we will be seeing more of those wonderful things in the near future. But today, he was enthroned. He should have been crowned with a tiara, but, as I said, the liberals are still in control. Even for him, he has to take baby steps. But he already has let it known that he loves Latin, and he has let it known that he wants to make sure that there is peace between those of us who are traditionalists and Rome and him. And that means a lot of good things are coming. And so we will see. Wait and see, the saying goes. But here also our Lord prepares us. He's about to leave. And he tells him, "You all are sad because I leave." And of course, how can we not be? "I indeed am sad because the ascension is about to happen." It's the saddest and yet beautiful liturgy of the whole year. Ascension Thursday. And of course, 40 days after Easter, not 43 or 45, 40 days after Easter. And then he promises to send us the Holy Spirit, the third person, the Paraclete, Paracletus, Advocatus. He is our lawyer before the Trinity now. That's what Paraclete and advocate means. Hopefully you don't have to engage any advocates. It's hard to find a good one, and they're very expensive anyway. But this one, you don't have to pay. You pay with your prayers, with your knees, with your sacrifices, with your penance. And of course we do, and we will, and we are. And so he promised us that he's going to send us this person of the Trinity, who is also God. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, three persons in one God, which so many heretics have denied throughout the ages, even today, who claim to be Christians. How can you deny the Trinity and claim to be Christian? It's impossible. You're at best a pagan. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And so, we are preparing ourselves through prayer and sacrifice to receive the Holy Spirit. The Spirit of the Father and the Son. The love of the Father for the Son. And the love of the Son for the Father, who is a person. And so, He prepares us already. The Paraclete, whom He is about to send. In the meantime, of course, He has left His apostles, and in particular, St. Peter and his successors, even till now. And of course, today, in an official capacity, His Holiness Pope Leo XIV was enthroned on the chair of Peter at St. Peter's. But most people don't realize that it's not complete yet. Until the Holy Father is taken to the Basilica of St. John Lateran, the Most Holy Redeemer, and St. John Lateran, and St. John the Baptist, that is his full title, the Mother Church of all the churches of Rome, of all the churches of the world, where the Cathedral of St. Peter really is, in the apse of the magnificent Basilica, there He is seated. And then at that moment, He becomes totally, completely, authentically the successor of St. Peter, the Pope, the Bishop of Rome. And so, how wonderful it will be, whatever day it is, I have no idea. Let me know if you know. And so He prepares us for the Holy Spirit to be given to us. In addition, there are many good signs, most of them positive. His first entrance into the balcony of St. Peter's Basilica, dressed as a supreme pontiff, not as some missionary priest or deacon. His vestments that He has chosen, the language which He uses often, Latin, and eventually will use more, the fact that He has in the past, maybe He will in the present and in the future, at least first in private and then in public, use the real Roman rite, which is this, the traditional Latin Mass, as we call it, which goes back to the apostles. And so, many signs. The vestments which He used, now they're not as beautiful as they used to be, but they're better than they used to be, if you know what I mean. And they will get better. Right now He has to be walking on ice because there are still some people from the old regime that can control Him. You know, the Pope is not supreme in that sense. He, little by little, will put in new people who are of His mindset, of our mindset, and will get rid of all the liberals, all the modernists that have been controlling the church for far too long. And so today, in a very special way, in the second collect of today's Mass, is for the Supreme Pontiff, Leo XIV. And so we pray for him that the Holy Spirit will come upon him with a bang, and that he will do with a bang to get rid of all the evils in the church. And of course, we need to be careful. There are some, including those who claim to be trads, I call them super trads. They're no trads. Their only trad is in the garbage can, that are criticizing him for this and that and the other. You know, if you're perfect, then criticize. If you're not, then be quiet. Shut your mouth. And pray. That's what you can do. Offer up sacrifices and pray that he may be able to do that for which he was sent. And of course, his love and devotion for Leo XIII, whom I hope he will canonize, for St. Michael the Archangel and the angels, for the Blessed Mother, and he follows in the footsteps of Leo XIII, who penned 13 encyclicals in honor of the Blessed Mother, and of course many other things besides, and prepared the way, finally after 19 centuries, for the codification of the canon laws of the Church, which was done only under St. Pius X and Benedict XV. Rome moves very, very slowly. And so we rejoice and we give thanks to God. In addition, we pray that the Mass of the Roman Rite, which we celebrate here by the grace of God, will be liberated. And it is, everything I have heard leads to note to the fact that he will. But that doesn't leave me off the hook. I'm still the only one in this city that can say it properly. So now, I'm sure some people have something to say about that. There's always a critic. And you know what? Go in front of the mirror and tell the mirror what you're saying. And you'll see what God sends to you. But we hope and pray that soon I could be able to retire, not to a nursing home, never, maybe to the seminary in Virginia, or maybe to my beautiful poplar home that awaits me. That would be the best thing of all. Eternal rest unto me, O Lord, and let perpetual light shine upon me. May I rest in peace. Amen. In nomine Patris et Filii et Spiritus Sancti. Amen.